The New Jersey Council of the Blind, Chronicle, April 2012. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for their use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. We thank AudioVision's John Hart and our webmaster, Dave Casterline, for their technical assistance. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation, and all gifts are tax deductible. We appreciate any donations. Please make your check out to NJCB and send it to the treasurer of NJCB. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. Non-members may request the NJCB Chronicle by email, and for an annual donation of $5 may receive copies in large print or on cassette. In order to make the Chronicle better, we need and appreciate information from our chapters, from individuals, and from agencies and all other groups and organizations which serve the blind and visually impaired. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter, donations, or membership information should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by June 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website at www.njcounciloftheblind.org. The NJCB officers are President John Vernon, 447 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment 7I, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618. Phone 609-392-3674. First Vice President Frank Schack. Phone 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa. Phone 732-596-9675. Secretary Audley Lucas. Phone 609-882-2446, and Treasurer Bob Lucas. Phone 609-882-2446, Residence 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. And that's the end of that article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be hosted by Garden State Guide Dog users on April 28, 2012, at the Hamilton Public Library. The library's location is 1 Justice Samuel A. Alito, Jr. Way, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. Lunch will be served at noon for a cost of $5, and the general business meeting will begin at 1 p.m. The day's activities will be over at about 4 p.m. Chuck Cohen from CTEC will be exhibiting some of his adaptive equipment. Make sure to invite interested friends and relatives to this meeting. Call Lauren Casey at 609-912-0657 to let her know how many to prepare for. Directions to the Hamilton Public Library. The Hamilton Public Library is located at 1 Justice Samuel A. Alito, Jr. Way, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. The cross street is Whitehorse Mercerville Road. Their phone number is 609-581-4050. From the north, Take Route 1 south past Quaker Bridge Mall and Mercer Mall. Take the jug handle getting onto Route 295 south. After driving 2 miles, get off at exit 65A, that's Sloan Avenue East. Proceed 0.7 miles on Sloan Avenue. Turn right at the second light onto Quaker Bridge Road, that's County Road 533, and continue for 2.6 miles. Quaker Bridge Road becomes Whitehorse Mercerville Road at 5 points. Turn right onto Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way. It is the sixth light after you turn onto Quaker Bridge Road. The library is on the left. If you reach Coosa Road, you have gone too far. Alternate route from the north. Take the New Jersey Turnpike south to exit 7A. Pick up Route 195 west, and then follow the directions from the east. From the east, you take Route 195 west onto Route 295 north. You get off at exit 61A and follow the directions from the south. From the west, you take Route 95 north, which becomes Route 295 south at Route 1. Get off at Sloan Avenue, exit 65A, and follow the directions from the north. From the south, take Route 295 north. Get off at exit 61A, that's Arena Drive East. Turn left onto Whitehorse Avenue, which becomes Whitehorse Mercerville Road, and travel 1.3 miles. Turn left onto Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way. The library is on the left. If you have any questions, call the Lucas cell phone at 609-638-4232. And that's the end of that article. President's Message. Hello, fellow NJCB members. Have you been enjoying this rather unseasonably warm winter? When is the last time you remember temperatures in the 50s and even 60s throughout February? Perhaps we better look out for in like a lion weather throughout March. Whatever March brings, I'm thankful for what we have enjoyed so far in the year 2012. The year 2012 has been rather productive so far for the NJCB. Although a final written copy of our agreement with the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn for our convention still seems to be elusive, we have been assured that all is in order at the same cost as last year. Oddly and Bob Lucas have been working consistently with the hotel's restaurant management by phone, in writing, and in person. I'm very thankful for all their hard work in making and securing these arrangements. We have secured or are in the process of securing the following speakers for our convention. 1. Adam Sapaniak, Executive Director of the TBBC. 2. Ken Stewart from New York. He is a member of the National Board of Publications for the ACB and a longtime advocate for many blind causes. 3. Vito DeSantis is not yet sure if he will be available on October 27th. However, we have been assured that someone from the Commission will be available for our convention. I have let the Commission staff know that if Vito is not able to attend, that we would like to have John Reif, the Central Regional Manager, represent the Commission. I have been told that they will be in contact with me before our next quarterly meeting. The Convention Committee, chaired by Frank Schack, will be reporting to us at the next quarterly meeting in April. This is still very much an ongoing process, so all comments and recommendations will be welcomed. Oddly Lucas, Bob Lucas, and I represented the NJCB at the annual State President's Meeting in Arlington, Virginia. Approximately 80 representatives from 31 states attended this meeting. It is always a pleasure to see old friends and meet new ones from across our nation. On Friday night, we attended the Board of Publications meeting. Paul Edwards, the board chairman, directed this meeting. The board oversees not only the Braille Forum, the ACB magazine, but it also oversees the ACB Internet radio station and the ACB website. Some of the topics that were discussed included copyright laws, meeting the needs and concerns of our members, and utilizing these publications to help form and direct our future concerns. This meeting was very informative and was open to much dialogue from everyone attending. Saturday's agenda was directed by Mitch Pomerantz, the president of the ACB. There were a number of speakers and panel members from the ACB staff, from the membership, and from outside professionals. Some of the topics discussed included structured negotiations, fundraising, pertinent legislation, live streaming of conventions, ACB Publications, and the next national convention in Louisville, Kentucky. The 2013 convention will be in Columbus, Ohio, followed by Las Vegas, Nevada. Oddly, Bob and I will report to you on these and other agenda items from the President's meeting at our April quarterly meeting in Hamilton Township. This next NJCB meeting will be sponsored by the Garden State Guide Dog users. Please remember that there will be a $5 charge for lunch in order to help offset the cost of the meeting. Due to other obligations, we were not able to stay at the ACB Legislative Seminar. The main items to be discussed on Monday and then followed through with congressional contacts on Tuesday included the Pharmaceutical Accessible Drug Labeling Law, Bill H.R. 4087, sponsored by Representative Ed Markey, and the other piece of legislation to be discussed was the Vehicle Donation Law, H.R. 860. We will be keeping an eye on how these bills progress through the House and Senate. If you would like to contact your representative or senator on behalf of these bills, then please feel free to do so. Oddly, Bob and I will also have some discussion on these bills at our April meeting. I look forward to being with you all in April. All the best, John Vernon, President, NJCB. End of article. Covering the bases. NJCBVI's 2012 Night Out with the Trenton Thunder baseball team will be held on Thursday, July 26, 2012 at 6 p.m. Tickets will sell for $10 each, with a portion of the proceeds going to NJCB. The event will include a very special pregame award ceremony, so please put it on your calendar now. That's the end of that article. SSA announces increase in SGA for 2012. The Social Security Administration has announced that the monthly SGA amount for statutorily blind individuals for 2012 is $1,690. This represents an increase of $50 per month over the SGA amount for 2011. SGA for the blind does not apply to Supplemental Security Income Benefits, that's SSI, while SGA for the non-blind disabled applies to Social Security and SSI benefits. Read more at www.ssa.gov/OACT/COLA/SGA.html. And that's the end of that article. Win-win with MMS. Some of our members have donated to American Council of the Blind, and a portion has been forwarded to New Jersey Council of the Blind. This program is known as the 2-for-1 MMS program, a new version of ACB's monthly monetary support program. Now, when you take part in the MMS program, the funds are deducted from the account you designate or charged to a credit card of your choice on a regular monthly basis. You can have all the funds go to the national organization, or, alternatively, you can designate an amount up to 50% of the total amount of your deduction be given to NJCB. All amounts are greatly appreciated, no matter how small or large. The ACB Financial Office in Minneapolis, Minnesota, will withdraw the amount you indicate each month from your bank account or charge your credit card. All contributions are kept completely confidential and are tax deductible. This is an excellent way in which you can provide support for the American Council of the Blind and NJCB. For more details, contact Dr. Ron Milliman, MMS Program Committee Chair, by email, which is rmilliman@insightbb.com or by phone at area code 270-782-9325, and get started making tomorrow look brighter today in ACB. You can enroll immediately in the ACB Monthly Monetary Program by calling ACB's finance office at 1-800-866-3242. And that's the end of that article. Be informed. Read the Braille Forum. The Braille Forum is the American Council of the Blind's publication that contains information that all people in the blind community should know. It contains articles on eye diseases, adaptive technology, and legislation important to our specific needs, personal testimonies on coping with vision loss, recreational opportunities geared to our needs, items for sale, and much, much more. It is available for members in large print, braille, cassette tapes, disc, and email. It can also be found online at www.acb.org. Our NJCB Chronicle has information of interest to residents of New Jersey, but the Braille Forum is a treasure of information to all. And that's the end of that article. Einstein Home Museum Tour. 8 members from Mercer County Association of the Blind were enlightened by a tour of an exhibit at the Bainbridge House of the Princeton Historical Society. Eve Mandel narrated an hour tour of 3 rooms with furniture, pictures, and other items from Albert Einstein's home. We heard many stories regarding Einstein's life, family, activities, and humanitarian contributions to Princeton and the world. We had the opportunity to touch many items of his furniture and facsimiles of pipes and games that Einstein used. We highly recommend that you call Eve at area code 609-921-6748, extension 102, to book a hands-on tour especially geared to people with visual impairments. The Einstein tour will only be available through August 19th of this year. And that's the end of that article. Ask Audley. We're going to start a new column in the NJCB Chronicle. Audley Lucas was a rehab teacher for the New Jersey Commission for the Blind for 27 years. She is going to give a tip to help increase confidence and safety for those with visual impairments in each issue, space permitting. Send in your questions or your tips to help others to live more independently to Audley's address listed in the introductory article or to her email address at audley@verizon.net. That's audley@verizon.net. Tip for April 2012. Do you win the ketchup race? Do you under or over measure liquid, salt, oil, salad dressing, etc.? The tip for this issue is to put the wet or dry ingredient into a container with a large enough mouth to dip out the spice or liquid instead of pouring into the measuring spoon or cup. I use a small jelly jar for vanilla. I use a tall plastic container with a lid for liquid fabric softener or vegetable oil. I put salt into a plastic cup with a plastic spoon in it in the corner of a shelf near the stove. It is always handy to add salt to water for boiling or a recipe. I keep a cup in my laundry detergent container, the dog food can, my cereal box, etc. This ensures that I do not get too much or too little. Watch the next issue for another tip. And don't forget to send in your questions or your tips. And that's the end of that article. Chapter reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. Hello, everyone. By the time you are reading this, it will be springtime. As I am writing this chapter report, it is still winter. Fortunately, right now there is no snow or ice around. We had our conference call meeting on March 6th. Our face-to-face meeting will be held on Saturday, June 30th, at the home of Bob and Audley Lucas. The meeting will be from 10 a.m. until noon. A picnic open to others for the 4th of July celebration will follow. Directions will be given in another section of this newsletter. Lastly, I would personally like to give our Vice President, Jean Canella, best wishes and congratulations on being back home from her convalescence. Lauren Casey, GSGDU President. Mercer County Association of the Blind. We are hoping that winter is behind us and that we will soon be enjoying the signs of spring. Our members had regular business meetings in January and February in which we discussed many issues and planned some of our 2012 events. We enjoyed hosting the NJCB January quarterly meeting. The meeting was completed early and many of us had interesting conversations getting to know each other better. 3 of us, John Vernon, Audley, and Bob Lucas, attended the mid-year president's meeting for ACB in Arlington, Virginia, from February 24th through the 26th. We will report on this meeting at the next MCAB and NJCB meetings. Also, a group of us are planning to go to Hundred in the Hills Dinner Theater on May 5th. We hope to see many of you at the future NJCB meetings, as well as our picnic on August 4th and the NJCB conference on October 27th. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. Following is Executive Director Rhoda Yuck's director's message, which has been excerpted from the NJBCA February 2012 newsletter. So, what has been happening at Camp Happiness? I am working and maintaining the tried and true and planning and implementing additional program pieces. One new program that will be starting any day is a book club. We will be reading a book by Mary Higgins Clark titled On the Street Where You Live. Dottie Lee tells us that the suspense novel is set in Monmouth County, and many places mentioned in the book will be familiar to us. Exercise, art, music, health, safety, nutrition, and medically based activities are also in the startup mode. Some of you may be impatient, but I promise it is almost there. One major happening here recently was a fire in the furnace that fortunately was contained. Unfortunately, we were without heat for a few days, and camp was suspended until a furnace was replaced. We are now back up and running and looking forward to happiness at camp. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, April 14th, 2012. NJBCA Ladies Auxiliary Spaghetti Dinner. Call area code 732-291-0878 for details and directions. Saturday, April 28th, 2012. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at the Hamilton Township Library. See details in the meeting notice. Friday, May 18th, 2012. NJBCA's 7th Annual Gift Auction. Call 732-291-0878 for details and directions. Saturday, June 2nd, 2012. The Friends of the NJ Library for the Blind and Handicapped Spring Meeting at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. Call Barbara Finan at 732-738-1996 to let her know you plan to attend. Saturday, June 30th, 2012, Garden State Guide Dog Users Meeting and the Mercer County Association of the Blind Summer Picnic, Birthday Picnic, at the Lucas Home in Ewing Township. Call 609-882-2446 for details and directions. Thursday, July 26, 2012, covering the bases at the Trenton Thunder at 6 p.m. See the details in a prior article. Saturday, July 28, 2012, NJCB Quarterly Meeting at Camp Happiness in Leonardo. Details will be in the July Chronicle. Saturday, August 4, 2012, Mercer County Association of the Blind's picnic will be at the Elks Club in West Trenton. MCAB members are free. All others are welcome for a cost of $5. Details will be in the July Chronicle. Saturday, October 27, 2012, Biennial New Jersey Council of the Blind Convention at the Clarion Hotel Palmer Inn in Princeton. Watch for details in future issues. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. And that's the end of the April 2012 issue of the New Jersey Chronicle.